Battle lines were drawn across America's political landscape on Saturday over the replacement of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whose death on Friday silenced the court's best-known liberal voice. Ginsburg's death also raises the possibility of a 6-3 conservative majority on the bench. The vacancy came weeks before the November 3rd general election that will decide whether President Donald Trump gets a second term in office and what the political balance of Congress will be. How and when the vacancy is filled will have immediate political impact and could leave a permanent imprint on how the Senate functions and how America is governed. Conservatives eager at the prospect of a third Trump-nominated high court justice cheered Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's pledge late Friday that Mr. Trump's eventual pick will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. That last bit is a quote. He did not give a timeline for the vote. U.S. President Donald Trump appears focused on naming one of two conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace Justice Ginsburg. Mr. Trump told a political rally Saturday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that he will make the nomination this week and that it will be a woman. His supporters chanted, "Fill that seat," and Mr. Trump said that is exactly what he intends to do. Mr. Trump's intention to make an appointment 6 weeks before he faces a bitter re-election contest against Democrat Joe Biden on November 3rd instantly touched off a rancorous political fight in Washington between Republicans who say they'll support his choice and Democrats who call for this election to be delayed until either Mr. Trump or Biden takes a new four-year term in January. VOA News. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple Incorporated and Alphabet Incorporated's Google to remove Chinese-owned messaging app WeChat from downloads late Sunday. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit have made a valid argument that the WeChat block is unconstitutional. On Friday, the Commerce Department had issued an order citing national security grounds to block the app from U.S. app stores owned by Tencent Holdings. The Justice Department urged Beeler not to block the order. The U.S. Commerce Department did not immediately comment on Beeler's decision. WeChat has had an average of 19 million daily active users in the United States. It's popular among Chinese students, Americans living in China, and some Americans who have personal or business relationships in China. A senior U.S. official says the United States on Monday will sanction more than two dozen people and entities involved in Iran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms programs. The move puts muscle behind U.N. sanctions on Tehran that Washington argues have resumed, despite the opposition of allies and adversaries. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the U.S. official said Iran could have enough material for a nuclear weapon by the end of the year, and that Tehran has resumed long-range missile cooperation with nuclear-armed North Korea. He did not provide detailed evidence. The new sanctions come a week after U.S. brokered deals for the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to normalize ties with Israel. Those are pacts that may draw together a wider coalition against Iran while appealing to pro-Israel U.S. voters ahead of the election. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria on Sunday in the most extensive strikes since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplanes struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in the mountainous Jabal al-Zawiya region in southern Idlib. There were no immediate reports of casualties. There's been no wide-scale aerial bombing since a March agreement ended a Russian-backed bombing campaign that displaced over a million people in the region, which borders Turkey. After months of fighting, there was no immediate comment from Moscow or the Syrian army, who have long accused militant groups who hold sway in the last opposition redoubt of wrecking the ceasefire deal and attacking army-held areas. I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News. Hits.